At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Police departments across the country are urging residents to be cautious of unexpected deliveries. That's after three explosions in the last 10 days killed two people and hurt two others in Austin. Interim Police Chief Brian Manley yesterday said they're still in the early stages of the investigation.
We are imploring the community, if you know anything about these attacks, it is imperative that you come forward and that you let us know. We are having innocent people getting hurt across this community, and it is important that we come together as a community and solve this.
Officials said the bombings are likely linked. All the victims were people of color, so officials are investigating race as a possible factor. The governor has offered as much as $15,000 in reward money for information leading to an arrest. Meanwhile, in North Texas, the Coppell Police Department building was evacuated last night after a resident asked police to investigate a suspicious package. The resident wasn't expecting a delivery and told officers the package appeared to be from outside the United States. Irving's bomb squad later declared the package safe. Police officials say if you receive a package not ordered by anyone at your home, do not touch it and call 911. The same for packages not addressed to you and that have no return address. Dallas County prosecutors are investigating possible fraud regarding more than 1,200 mail-in ballots applications for the 2018 elections. KERA's Christina Martinez reports.
The applications from West Dallas, Grand Prairie, and parts of the Oak Cliff neighborhood of Dallas are from the same areas where voter fraud was suspected in last year's municipal elections. The applications were turned over to the district attorney after warning signs were seen. For example, some of the applications were filled out last fall, but weren't submitted for a mail-in ballot until January and February. And according to the Dallas Morning News, four of the potential voters on the suspicious applications were dead, one of them for several years. No one's been accused of a crime, and no voter so far has complained of mail-in ballot abuse. Christina Martinez, KERA News.
Four more people have died from the flu in Dallas County. Dallas County Health and Human Services yesterday said the patients ranged in age from 66 to 94. All were residents of Dallas. 78 people in Dallas County have died from the virus this season, and more than 130 in North Texas. A group of teenagers from West Dallas is spending spring break on the road learning about Mexican-American history. The kids left Dallas over the weekend and are making stops across the state. KERA's Stella Chavez reports it's a chance for students to experience history many haven't learned in school.
A man dressed in gold and black blows a trumpet shell. A teenage boy beats on a drum. They're part of a group that performs traditional Aztec dances. On this morning, they're inside the gym at the Wesley Rankin Community Center in West Dallas. Some of the kids may have seen these colorfully dressed dancers before, but few of them know what the dances mean. Before climbing onto the bus, they tried out a few dance steps. They also learned about how their neighborhood has changed in the past few years as new homes and businesses have popped up.
I want development, but I want, what's your name here?
Alex.
Alex, that's my son's name. I want Alex to be able to come in and open up his own business here in West Dallas. That's what I call economic development.
That's Luis Sepulveda, a community activist and former Justice of the Peace. He tells students about a lead smelting plant that once polluted West Dallas. He and others helped make sure the government declared the area contaminated and launched a cleanup.
You are the next generation. You're the ones that have to come in and make sure that we come in and get all the recycling programs going.
Teaching kids how to speak up is one of the goals of this trip. Last year, some of these kids went on an African-American civil rights bus tour across the Deep South. They got to walk on the famous bridge in Selma, Alabama.
It was remarkable. But what we learned in that trip was when we were trying to draw similarities in history, many of our students did not know their own history. And when we asked if their parents knew their history, they said no. So there seems to be a lost story here for kids, and it doesn't seem like they're learning it in textbooks and schools either.
That's Shelley Ross. She's executive director of Wesley Rankin Community Center. Ross says if kids don't understand their own history, it'll be hard for them to fight for justice. Some of the speakers on the trip include people who fought for civil rights in their communities, places like Crystal City near the border, where students walked out in 1969 after Mexican students were initially told they couldn't try out for cheerleading. That kind of story is what 12-year-old Ashley Rojas wants to hear. She's a sixth grader at Thomas Edison Middle School.
Because I feel like if you don't know your history, you don't know what happened in the past. You don't know why you're Mexican, why we did the things we did.
Alexandra Lopez is a Spanish and Hispanic Studies major at Earl Hem College. She's determined to learn things that weren't covered in high school.
First of all, I am Mexican, and so I thought that it was interesting that studying here in the States is we don't get to learn a lot about Mexican history. I think that's a disgrace, honestly.
Carla Mendiola is a history professor at Texas A&M San Antonio. For her, putting together this itinerary was challenging. There's so much Mexican-American history in this state, a week's not nearly enough time.
We were trying to help students learn about the Chicano movement. That's the core, the 1960s, 70s movements, but within the broader context of history events that show the students why that was even necessary. But in addition, we're trying to show how many of those issues are still relevant today.
Mendiola hopes a spring break loaded with history will inspire this generation to forge its own path. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Visit keranews.org for a map of the places the students are visiting. In the forecast, mostly sunny skies, a high near 63 today, overnight low around 39. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 68. It's 47 degrees now in Dallas, 45 in Fort Worth, 35 in Wichita Falls, and 41 degrees in Tyler.